sitting there. I was trying not to stare. I wasn't sure if it was you. I didn't know just what to do. Well, are you drinking?
Didn't beat the shit out of us too much.
I mean, my parents. Never,
when I did,
my parents never beat the shit out of me.
I don't care.
Let me just clarify that my parents never beat the shit. I've definitely been hit for being an asshole.
Right, and I deserved it when I got hit.
And I remember,
they did that.
I remember the last time my mother smacked me, and I absolutely deserved it. I was being a total fucking dick.
I remember my the thing that with my mom when I was a kid was say something was wrong. Like I guess for some reason my dad just didn't. Understand the wooden spoon to the ass thing. So and it is the truth. And so what my mom would do is she would literally, you know, my brother and I were bad. She would take out a wooden spoon. And I remember one time he was just so pissed, like, what are you hitting them for? Blah blah blah. And he took the wooden spoon and broke it over his knee. And I was like, you go, Dad. You go. It's like the best thing. But I mean, no, but seriously, I mean, I don't know what it was with wooden spoons, but my brother and I still got hit, you know, whether it be a belt or the hand or whatever. And I don't understand that about kids these days. They say, oh, I don't care if you're a parent. You're not supposed to hit. You're not supposed to do that. You know what, man? I might not be all together there, but pretty much I'm on the straight and narrow because of those hits, okay? So it really does work in a lot of ways. And I think that she did the wooden spoon thing on the ass.
Yeah, well, you know? Well, the thing is, I don't think it was malicious. You don't seem like a serial killer.
It wasn't malicious or anything like that. But I swear to God, the one night, I don't know what it was, but she was about to do that. And my dad came in, and he didn't want her to do that.
Oh, really?
He took the wooden spoon, broke it right over his fucking knee.
Over his knee?
I was like, Dad,
you are
the
best, fucking man. Breaking it.
The hand thing, once in a while was the belt. I mean, but I said, I don't understand.
Wait a minute, did you say once in a while was the belt?
Yeah, light. He was never, you know what I mean? He was always like.
What did you have to do to get beat with a belt?
Whatever, it was bad. I'm sure I was.
I'm sure you had to fuck something up really, really bad.
But it wasn't like a whipping with a belt.
I don't think it was anything like that. No,
and that's the thing. My dad was like the coolest guy in the world. Don't do anything again.
No, believe me, I do not get in the picture of my head the sadistic.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Videos that
I don't
you
even think it was
get.
Leather. I think it was like a paper belt.
But on like, nothing.
It was like an apron belt.
But on like on nothingtoxic.com, there's a kid actually in a school. Which I draw the parallel, I guess, here between teacher and student, parent and child. I think you're even able to push it a little bit further as parent and child. This teacher has this kid bent over in the hallway, and he's giving him canings. I mean, granted, it is in Singapore, foreign country, Philippines, something like that. Yeah. So the concept of corporal punishment is you know, it's very different culture to culture. But I've always wondered what. You know what implements my mother has definitely fucking thrown stuff at us.
Right.
You know, pick up your goddamn
mom. That was my trophy.
Pick up your shoes. My mother would never say goddamn. My mother would say pick up your shoes.
She was black.
Throw them at us. Was it?
You had a black mom?
No.
The impression.
No.
Pick up your shoes, Michael.
No. If I had a black mother, she'd be like, listen, you need to. Let me see here. You need to go ahead and...
You clean up your shit. I'm going to hit you over the head with this grape soda.
You bet.
I'm going to smash this watermelon into your ass. Michael.
Listen, you better put some...
Michael, why is your skin color so different than mine?
Listen. You better put some Windex on the plastic over the furniture because...
you want to talk about my Italian nana?
We got company coming over. I understand Italian people do that too.
Oh, my God.
What is the concept of putting...
it's going to look good. It's going to look good in 20 years.
For who?
Yeah, exactly.
For who?
For her. For her.
So 20 years later, do you take the plastic off?
No, you never take the... It's a
sin, baby. Take the plastic off. It's a sin.
Do you know
apparently what? My grandmother was Frank Sinatra. It's a sin, baby.
Putting plastic on furniture is an invitation.
How about plastic furniture? I've seen that.
It's putting... I mean, I'm assuming that having like lawn.
This CD was good, by the way. Neutral Milk Hotel. Just tell your
Neutral Milk Hotel. Yeah. She recommended that.
Sorry.
To me.
Sorry, I segue like a motherfucker.
Thought you'd like that. No. But that's good though. That you brought up my girlfriend actually because she works in a school.
She's black, and that's good.
Actually, she's not.
She's ignoring.
She's one of these fucking stinking wops like Ron. She's fucking getting together with a Mick like me. I'm making a fucking Polack.
My brother and I were kids.
Actually, I'm very Polish. Actually, my last name is Polish. If you just put a ski on it, it'll seem much more Polish to you. But my grandfather was an orphan.
I don't ski.
My paternal grandfather. Yeah, faggot ski. My last name.
Gay people ski.
No, but speaking of my girlfriend here, she works with some really exceptional kids. This kid, Allison. Colin,
exceptional.
Allison.
Just want to. Exceptional.
Alex and, yeah. Okay, well, the thing is, though, they are the exception to the rule. And that's what I mean by exceptional and extraordinary.
No,
these
right.
kids are extraordinary.
The
people.
Rule is smart.
aside from cognitive smarts, according to President Bush's No Child Left Behind, these kids, Allison, Colin, Floyd, and she's got another kid who's barely what they call on the spectrum of autistic. He's a little black kid. His name is El Shabazz. He's a real interesting character, but she's actually developed with a relationship with this girl Allison over the space of years and years and years, and she's actually seen her come from being a little girl of being, you know, 5 or 6 years old, into being a girl who's actually now up to her first period. And the problem with all of these kids is, when I said on the spectrum for El Shabazz, is they're autistic to one extent or another.
Right.
That's autistic, not artistic. So they do some really zany things, and I'm definitely gonna have her in here to report.
Wait,
on that.
In here or on the phone?
Well, either way. Regardless, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get her to give us a report on these children, because some of them are trying to bite her.
I'll give you the report now. Ready? They're fucked up.
Some of them.
Hey, we got an update. They're still fucked up.
I know, but you should see and hear some of the stuff that comes out of these kids.
Yeah. You want me to do my impression right now?
One of this poor child, El Shabazz, and I actually cleared this with her before I did talk about this. His father, his birth father, is in prison. His mother and his stepfather.
El Shabazz?
Yes, and his mother and his stepfather.
Sounds like a country around Iraq.
Well, the thing is, yeah, that's the thing is his
fighting has broke out in El Shabazz.
His other brother is, I think, it's named after a Muslim or something. It's either Muhammad or Quran or something along those lines. So I have the feeling that there was a, and I believe, and this is the black kid. So I have a feeling this was a jailhouse conversion at somebody's at some point in somebody's life. And this poor child is so incredibly confused as to who he is, and he's aware of the fact that he's different from other kids, and he's very vocal, unlike the other children in her class. Like, they barely talk; like, they only talk in like one word sentences. So it can be pretty frustrating. But this kid opens up, and he actually told somebody at school the other day that he has a gun. He was going to come shoot them in the head.
That's not good.
Which, I mean, granted, it's like...
That's never good.
It's fun.
When a retarded kid buys a gun, that's not good.
Well, the thing is this, is I don't think that...
No.
Obviously, the retarded kid, you know, and that's the...
Hopefully, he didn't mean it.
And that's they look at him as just like, okay, this is a retarded kid. But in my brain, what I'm thinking is that El Shabazz has either seen a gun, knows people that have talked about guns, have access to guns, and not that I'm thinking that he'd bring it on the short bus. I mean, you know, you're only gonna
the short bus.
You might kill a bus driver or something like that. But these kids, regardless, she's in a really good program, and these kids are bused from all around the state to come and meet with her. And
can I just say right now, just before I forget,
she loves
this is silly, but. We had a neighbor that used to drive the short bus kids to school, so she had the short bus in her driveway every day.
Mm-hmm.
But she was such a nice neighbor, like I knew her ever since I was like 5 years old,
yeah.
That what she would do is she would drop them off. They would always get to school early.
Yeah.
Apparently had a little more preparing to do than we did.
Well, no, you do, because certain people have to take you off the bus and you need to calm down into your routine.
They were there earlier, but here's what my friend Bill and I didn't know, that the short bus was for... those kind of kids. Didn't really know that, like, freshman year of high school. Wasn't too...
You didn't know that in the freshman year of high school?
Didn't really even think about it. All we knew is that...
We threw tomatoes and eggs at it in the fifth grade. That's Saraville. I'm sure it was Saraville.
And again, I can't even think back that far, but maybe we knew, but the bottom line was this. Our neighbor would come over to us and say, hey, I see you guys are walking 1 mile to go catch the bus to school.
Yeah.
Let me give you a ride in the short yellow bus. And we didn't think about it.
Typecast.
Hey, okay. Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much, neighbor.
Oh, my God.
And we would get out
fun of you.
At the high school, right? Kids are all, like, flocking in there, and we get out of this short yellow bus. I swear to God. I thought about it. You know what? I thought about it maybe 3 years ago. I said, what the fuck was I doing? Are you kidding me?
I officially know somebody who drew.
No wonder girls didn't.
Rode on the short
bus. No wonder girls didn't date me in high school. He's on the short bus. The short yellow bus.
They'd be like, yo, we got the kid from the short bus in our yeah. class.
I'm walking around smiling like, hey, I'm a musician. Yeah, there's the musician from the short bus. The retarded musician's here, guys. Look, it's the retarded musician.
He's come today.
Look,
he's come.
He's going to play retarded piano.
He's come today to clap his hands.
He's going to retarded sing.
It's a retarded
in the chorus class. He's in retarded chorus class.
He's going to ring the bell for us.
Oh, my God. What the? I swear to God, to this day, I want to go talk to him and go, you bitch, what did you do? I would have rather walked 8 miles to school.
Oh, my God. No, but then... But the chore,
oh my Lord! But I'm upset right now myself. I'm sorry. Hold on.
My question
for sweating
you, for you is this though: is with the short bus going to school? Were you the only two kids on the bus?
The only two kids on the bus with jean jackets with Bon Jovi stickers.
Okay, well then
they're definitely sticker. Retarded. They like Bon Jovi.
No. Well, this was the '80s when you were down with the lady.
This was I don't know. This was like more like the
but
89, 90, 91 ish.
Walking a mile to school is a bitch, unless you got a cool mongoose bike like my brother did, my older brother did.
No, I had a picture of John Bon Jovi with frosted hair all over the back of the jean jacket. It was just
I had a CW bike. You know who else grew
huge.
Up? You know who else grew up in Sayreville? Speaking of fucking like weird shit,
yeah.
Danny Pintaro.
Oh,
where do I know his name from?
The gay kid.
He was the homosexual. Yeah. From Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
That's right. I do tape that.
Who's the Boss? Apparently, your uncle.
Public access. Who's your daddy? Yeah, I wonder how many times who's
hey Danny, who's the boss?
I wonder how many times who's the boss was uttered in his.
Hey Danny, who's your boss?
Yeah, who's your boss?
Now drop your shorts.
Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Angela.
Danny's dropping his shorts again.
Danny's trying to come on to me, Angela.
Hey Mona.
Mona, stop having sex with people. Angela's
why did I
want to
bang?
See.
Can I just say why did I want to bang Mona more than Angela?
I swear to God,
Mona.
No, I'm with you there.
Mona.
I am with you there. I think it's somebody. I think it's
the word moan in your name.
It's putting off the vibration that you would enjoy having sex with somebody. Hey, and this actually, this sex thing with Mona and Who's the Boss actually works very well. Because I wanted to give a plug, if I could, to the person who actually hosted the dildo party about dhromantics.com. Or you can contact us.
Stands for dildos and hard-ons.
Well, that's what it's going to give you, dhromantics.com. Or you can also contact debhornmail@yahoo.com.
Yeah. Horn.
That's D-E-B.
That's her last name is Horn. Are you fucking kidding me?
@yahoo.com.
Are you kidding? You're joking.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I've developed an outline here of things that I definitely like to ask her. I'd like to know the life of a traveling sales rep. If there's ever been fights with the products, I'd like to know about free samples and product testing.
We gotta call her, dude.
We're gonna get her on the show.
Give us your worst party. She's like, yeah, the one that your wife and girlfriend were at.
We definitely.
I heard she was getting pissed.
Well, and that's the thing.
I heard she was getting pissed.
Did you hear that?
It was too out of control.
Okay. Well, my
You're what?
You're
what?
My girlfriend.
Come on.
My girlfriend actually.
You can't even,
No. She swore me to secrecy about
like my wife, girlfriend.
No. I would never degrade her and call her that. But she told me about this thing, and it's called the GG, and it's a reversible thing from a vagina into an anus.
Right.
And apparently there was a demonstration. I mean, a lot of this is girl stuff, so some of this might get edited. But it was
keep it the fuck in here. I don't care.
It was fucking hysterical. What she was talking about. What I'm thinking is that if we can get enough people together from the dildo party to give us independent statements.
By the way, Mike, I just want to give you the recording time left on this.
What do you got?
Because it's important. Because we're probably gonna go over. It's 44 hours and 30 minutes left. We might go over.
We very well.
This is fucking. I'm gonna miss my mom's tree trimming party. Your mother's tits.
You pre-stick between your mother's tits.
I just still can't believe this. I gotta talk to her about this tomorrow. Why did you used to say that when I was a kid? Do you know that horrified me?
So wait, so
your mother's?
So you're going to a tree trimming party tomorrow?
Yeah, but it's a fake tree.
A fake tree trimming?
Yes. No, it's
a fake tree.
We pretend to have scissors, right? We go like this.
So do you guys get like?
Pipe? We make little V's with our two.
What do you got, like pipe cleaners and shit?
No, it's called a tree trimming party because
is it a white tree or is it a green tree?
It's a green tree.
Oh wow,
it's a fake green tree.
I had to dig deep for that one.
Well, you know the thing is,
has this been the same tree since forever?
No, we always used to get real trees, and I still do. We carry on the tradition that my dad used to do. We always used to cut down our tree, and we do that. But you know, I think after the whole thing,
I'm not talking about the Chinese food night.
No.
We always find ours behind a Chinese food restaurant, no matter where the fuck we live. We always find a place that's renting a place. Go ahead. But you were saying you have a tradition though.
It always was, and then I guess it was different for my mom. I mean, obviously everybody handles a death a different way, and so she wound up stopping doing that. She just got the fake tree, and that's fine with me. Whatever makes her happy, but. You know, I'm the asshole that has to take it out of the attic tomorrow, along with about 90 other heavy boxes.
Oh, Lord.
That weigh about 80 pounds each. And my mom's like, no, just hand it to me, sweetheart. Just hand it to me.
Just hand it
to me. Yeah, Mom, I don't want to crush you like a twig.
Yeah. Excuse me, Mom.
I'm going to break you right now if I drop this. I literally carry them down myself. I'm like, Mom, move out of the way. I'm coming down the steps with the box in my hand. Dude, just drop it to me. Just drop it.
That is absolutely
I'm going to drop you if you keep this up.
You go to your parents' house and you go there to help. And they're standing in your fucking way. And you're like, look, I can get this done. I can take these boxes out of the attic.
No.
But you need to get the fuck out of it. And the whole thing is like, you can't be mean to them. Because the thing is, they're trying to help you out. They're totally trying to help you out. Like,
oh, dude, I'm not being mean. I'm just like, Mom.
Well, maybe it's easier if you need pass to feel it down this. To me. And it's like, you don't understand. This weighs as much as you do. You need to take it down.
One of my testicles is in my neck right now. You're like, I'm halfway to a hernia. You're not getting this box.
Like, listen. Like,
this your mother's tits are going to fall off if you carry this box.
My freaking blowing eyeball out of your head trying to lift up this box. Like,
you don't even understand what she has in these boxes.
Well, that's the thing is they
church sets.
They pack
that
boxes.
Way like more than a weight set.
They pack the boxes thinking that this is going to be the perfect way to get it out next year. They have no fucking clue that you have to move it up the stairs into the
every
attic.
Year.
Taking it down.
Every year, I'm the guy. And she treats it like a different, like it's different every year. Like, my brother did it last year. No, he didn't. I've done it for the last 10 years, and she treats it like it's different every year. She, hey, Ron, this year, do you think you could come out to the attic and get everything out? I said, Mom, I've done that since 1994. Why? What are you trying to say? Steve has not been here once to get anything out of the attic. Hey, Ron, do you think you can clean the gutters this year? Mom, I've done it since 15 years. I've been cleaning the fucking gutters.
So you have like a really
my brother's not been up to clean the gutters. It's been me. She goes, do you think this year you could do it? Where have you been?
So you're
I'm the guy about to fall off the roof every year.
I know. Cleaning gutters scares the shit
I'm
out of me.
I'm leaning over with one hand with a glove on, like I'm not looking down.
My question for you is this. Are you the oldest son, or what's your birth order?
Yeah, I'm just a couple years actually older than my brother. So.
Okay, well, regardless, you're older than him.
But he's got the kids now, you know, which is understandable.
You know what? He's got the kids, but you know who chose that? He did.
Right, but what I'm trying to say is I know he's busy.
Fuck that. So are you. We got radio fucking shows
well,
to do.
Oh, that's true.
You know, some people like to play guitar in their off time.
Now he can't hear the show, thanks. He's like, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, that wasn't me, it was Mike.
I don't want to disclude anybody from this, but
no,
I'm being serious.
I'm going to be honest to God serious.
Do you know
he is so busy, and it's like I respect everything that he does with those kids because he does everything with them. Like, tomorrow he's taking them both swimming at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I know. I feel bad
and
for the
it's
guy.
Like I'm
I feel
glad.
Terrible for the guy. You know what I'm doing tomorrow at 10?
Sleeping. Jerking off sleeping, maybe.
Sleeping.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm not even going to have to jerk off.
That's what I'm doing.
I got somebody good.
Sorry, talking about me.
Somebody else there for me. I can roll over and have sex if I want to tomorrow. But you know what? I may or may not.
And then Michelle
like
will come into the room.
Yeah, really. It really depends what the hell's happening there. I don't know if you ever had
hey, I'm done, actually. Thanks for being in the bathroom for an hour.
I don't know if you ever had one of those Tempur-Pedic pillows, but man, whew.
Yeah.
They're like a sleek vagina.
Nice.
But, no, the thing is with your brother is the smartest thing that my older brother ever did was he moved across the fucking country. Because he does not have to clean gutters. You can't call somebody from 3,000 miles away and be like, yo, I need my gutters cleaned. So you know what I did, just being the oldest one who's still here? I just completely neglected the situation. Both my parents are there. They have many small trees actually growing out of their gutters because my father and I share the same phobia about going up, and also the way their house is slanted. Cleaning the gutters and doing things like that is nearly impossible. And also none of us have reproduced, much to the dismay of my grandmother and my mother. Because you know my mother.
But you don't know that, dude. You used to live in California, right? I'm sure you had sex with girls. You don't know if they ever had a kid or not, right? You moved back here. Who knows?
There's no kids that I'm legally responsible for that I know of.
I mean, you banged and you left.
No, but
who knows?
Listen, the girls that
we could have a little Jeannie Lombardi or whatever the hell her name was.
Jeannie Lombardo,
little banana tit chick.
I had
a little banana tit baby.
I had sex with a few girls in California all the time.
All at once.
Nice. Not in California. I mean, that happened a couple times back here in New Jersey.
Beautiful. You got my number next time, thanks.
Has that ever happened to you, by any chance?
What's that?
Sex with multiple women at the same time?
No, but
tooting my own horn.
No, yeah, that's good. That's fine. No, that's good. No, you know what? It was actually two sisters.
Actually, they were tooting my horn.
They weren't twins.
Wait, two sisters?
Two sisters, but at...
You hooked up with two sisters?
Well, here's what it was, but it wasn't at the same time.
No, but you pulled it off, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't at the same time.
Oh, my God.
It was one, it was the blonde.
No, I understand. It's two separate times, and maybe they kept secrets from each other.
It was the blonde,
were
right?
Were they able to keep the secret?
No, here's what it was. It was the blonde, and then...
I just want to know if you stuck these girls.
Yeah, but it was...
Oh,
but
you got double stank on your hang low?
Wait.
From the same genetic pool?
I'm not from the, you know.
Double stank on the hang low.
No, but here's what it was. The blonde first, right? And then...
The blonde. What was
I'm
that?
Like,
can,
I see...
Can you give me a first name of this girl?
Michelle.
Okay, her name is Michelle.
And she looked like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle
Swear
Pfeiffer?
Swear to God, she looked like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Really?
She moved back to Boston because apparently she got
moved back to Boston. Where was she at this time?
New Jersey.
Time? Okay, so you're in Jersey.
She got into coke again, as what her sister told me.
Okay.
And as her sister told me that, she started making out with me in the car.
But the thing is, though, but regardless, but you're there, though, Ron.
Right.
I mean, you're a sensitive human being. You're saying, listen, you know.
Yeah, I'm sensitive. Really, lose the bug.
I really care.
Sorry,
about,
I get a royalty at the dice for that one.
I really care about you and your sister, and I understand that she has
sister.
And she has an issue.
Not my sister, man.
No. This is my interpretation of you in the car that night.
Well, it's not my sister.
No. That's the thing. This is you talking.
You'll hear it tomorrow. Don't worry.
And you're like, no. I'm fucking drunk as hell. I'm drunk.
You'll hear you said your sister. You're like, you removed your sister's bra.
No, I was speaking from Ron's perspective here.
Oh, I hear you. Okay.
And what I was saying is, you'll hear it tomorrow then too, fucker. I picture Ron in the car, and of course he's in the driver's seat.
Cause your sister's a cokehead,
and
is that why she lost it to me so easily?
Oh wow! So your sister's in the cocaine. Oh, that's terrible. And then inside Ron's brain, he's going,
oh, that's why she fucks like a maniac.
But and then Ron's like, oh, okay, so this girl, she genetically fucks like a maniac, and I got her sister here in the car. And
dude, I'm like 23. She's like, I got a kid. Take me and the kid to McDonald's land.
She has a child?
Well, at the time.
The cocaine?
Yeah.
The cocaine girl had a child?
Yeah. Oh, don't worry, the kid was sleeping at the time.
Ron.
The kid was sleeping at the time. We threw her a Big Mac and closed the door.
you fed it McDonald's, though, before you put it to sleep?
It was McDonald's.
The kid?
Go eat this. It's full of grease. You'll sleep. I can bang your mom.
If you fill a kid full of McDonald's, it'll totally sleep.
Yeah.
If you feel anything full of McDonald's, I'll sleep.
McDonald's playland was me and her mom in bed that night. Okay,
yeah.
All the balls she grabbed.
Well, that's the thing is after you've had her sister, you know, like you've done terrible things to her.
No, that was her. That wasn't the sister. Was later.
Yeah, you've done terrible things to her, and you know you've had your way with her, obviously, many times by the smile.
Twice.
By the smile on your face. Well, twice is good, because twice works. Twice is like.
Twice is like.
I like the first time, but I'm coming back for more. Because guys are like, yeah, sure, I'll fucking hit that again. What the hell not? I've been there before. It's a familiar place.
Yeah, but then you get to take me to McDonald's, and at that point, you know you're getting it, and what do you have to do?
But the thing is, though, you know? Once you're hitting something from.
Here's some fucking McRib sandwich.
Listen,
throw it down your throat.
Listen,
let's go fuck.
vagina is like roads. Because once you know your way around one. You're likely to go back down that road instead of, like, try to take the shortcut around and maybe hit, like, two or three other roads. You're just going to take that one vagina. So you took the sister street of this one vagina.
Eventually.
At one point, you're like, oh, let me console you about this. And then, like, then you were just...
Why is your sister such a fuck-up? She's like, well, apparently I'm a fuck-up too, because let me kiss you right now, asshole.
Oh, well, she kissed you that night?
When she, I was like, why'd your sister get into cocaine and move back to Massachusetts?
So she got...
Come here.
She got...
Meanwhile, her boyfriend's in the house that I'm dropping her off at.
Oh, my God. This is just a fucking crazy
situation. Oh, it was crazy. They were both in Boston. And then I find out...
So the sister has...
But wait, here's the scary
thing. The sister has a boyfriend... And you're the other sister's boyfriend.
Right.
And the other sister, the cocaine sister that you were with the child, moves to Boston.
Right.
And you're dropping her sister off.
Yes.
At her house where her boyfriend is upstairs. In this
and I'm asshole enough to like make out with her and make plans
for the next week. You are not asshole.
Well, you know, this guy could have like...
Who leaned?
Guy, but it could have been a cocaine too. Who knows?
Who leaned first?
She did. She absolutely did. I remember it. There
you
go. She did.
You know what she was saying? She was saying, fuck you, sister, for everything that you've ever done for me.
No. Yep.
Because I'm going to suck Ron's dick like it's nobody's business. Is that what happened in the car?
You know what? That's weird that you said it. Because you know what? I never thought about the philosophy behind it. Like, fuck you, sister?
Yeah, absolutely.
That could have been it.
It's like, look, sis, you've done everything to get attention. You've had a child. You got a cocaine problem.
Let me just bring my voice back down from faggot level. Thanks.
You move into...
I was up here, dude!
You move into...
I'm down here now.
You move into Massachusetts. Those are three huge attention grabbers. A child, a drug problem, and moving into multiple states.
You know, you hear, what a small world?
Yeah.
I swear to God, God's honest truth. These two girls from Boston, right?
Their name was Jean Lombardo?
No. My dad, when I was a little kid, got a wood stove, okay?
Okay.
Built into the house downstairs.
Those things are awesome.
You're not going to believe where this is going.
The thing is, those things are awesome.
The guy that every year would deliver the wood to our house that we would take from, he dumped the truck
absolutely
into the yard, and we'd bring all the wood into the garage and some of it into...
Absolutely.
That guy turned out to be these two girls' father. Swear to God. They divorced with their mom earlier and moved to Massachusetts.
Let me just...
Same family.
Let me just tell you.
Are you kidding me?
I have had so many experiences like this. We had an incident here with...
It was 12 magic hats?
12 magic hats were dispatched to the floor. Two of their brothers broke, but they die not.
Don't count on the magic hat handles on the box. They don't fucking always hold up.
The magic hat handles. The magic hat, despite brewing a quality beer...
I got a piss with glass in my hand. I'll be right back.
Be fun. So Ron's going to take a piss with glass in and on his hand. So what has happened over the last 15 minutes or so? There was myself outside alone, as I believe Ron is a non-smoker. I mean, as far as I know, yes. Glass in your dick. Ron, there's reports in the bathroom that right now there is glass in Ron's dick. So, we went outside, and Ron indulged me as I smoked a cigarette. And, Jesus Christ, we came back up here because we're fucking drunk. And Ron grabbed the handle to the magic hat box, which is not constructed, as well as the beer. And there was a crash to the floor. Two beers, unfortunately, shed 24 fluid ounces, some of it in the box, some of it on the floor over here, getting out to the microphone stand, but not into the microphone. Glass shrouds were everywhere. Ron braved the glass shrouds, using a particular brand of paper towel, of which I'm not sure which, Which brand of paper towel do you choose when you go to the grocery store, if I may ask?
This one was the glass dick clean towels. The apparently, because I swear to God, that looked like a fucking overcooked calzone just now.
Oh my God.
This hurts. I'm serious. This hurts.
That was, well, one.
I didn't get all the glass straws out of my hand. I just went to pee.
And you actually inserted.
I felt it in two different locations, folks.
So apparently your penis is more sensitive than your fingers, which obviously makes perfect sense.
You know.
My penis is much more sensitive than my fingers.
I don't get pleasure from my fingers, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing. My penis is much more, yeah.
The opposite of pleasure equals pain, and that's...
It's not relevant
on where the body part we're talking about.
It's not so much the opposite. It's... I ask any...
Oh, this is good.
Any
left this in the fucking freezer.
You're
fucking
a fag.
Frozen.
You're a fag. What is that?
Oh, a lemon drop.
What is it called?
Well, it's Mike's lemon drops. So, hey,
Mike's lemon drops.
Yeah,
that's a fucking faggot drink. Anyway, listen. That's a drink definitely for homosexuals. Long lines of Zima, which I did get drunk off of when I was.
Sorry, it said 9% on it. I was like, dude, you know what?
Oh, 9%.
Yeah, 9%.
Oh wow! That's,
these are not the beers. These are like 9%.
That's drunk homosexuals then. Oh well, I understand.
Drunk homosexual.
I
alcoholic homosexual.
Like the leftover crack.
Like I'm drinking this because I am gay.
But there was a point back there.
You have glass in your penis?
You know, in those two different ways.
Did you break 12 bottles and have glass in your penis?
So the glass.
Call now.
But the two brothers that went down though, the two beers that went down.
Went down.
They've got a beer.
They were Siamese twins and they were gay.
Well, the thing is, it's like as the life of a beer, it's as you figure, you know, you're poured into a bottle and you sit next to 11 or you know, in this case there was 11 of his or her brothers and sisters sitting around him in the beer box.
I got all the glass up, I guarantee my wife tomorrow. What's this glass on the floor?
I guarantee you she'll hobble into the living room,
yeah,
and say what the hell did you do last night?
This is the drunk version of I cleaned it all up.
Well, the whole thing is it's gonna be like
it's cleaned
right,
up to me. I all right,
because this is what's gonna happen is she's gonna come home, she's gonna see a 40-ounce of beer in the recycling bin, which is gonna be like
I'm gonna be like, babe, it was Mike's. Yeah, sure, it was like, you fucking dick.
Like when the hell did Ron start hanging out with black people? And I was just, I don't know, I was just feeling a 40-ounce tonight.
I'll get my Colt 45. Yeah.
I can't drink Colt 45. I drink Old English. I'm from the old school, boy.
Nice.
So she's going to come home and she's going to see evidence. She's going to be like a CSI investigator.
I swear to God. But no, women are like that. I swear
and
to God.
She's
going to
reconstruct the crime. And
me, this is done.
Going to be completely at fault. I'm going to have absolutely nothing to
look
do with
it. I'm looking right now like a bitch.
But
I'm looking
is,
on the floor like a
but
bitch.
But the thing is,
where's the glass that she's going to find when she comes
you
home?
What you got to understand is in the last show.
What is
show,
this, asshole?
In the last
what
show.
What is this, asshole?
In the last show, though, I talked about a glass being broken up here between you and her. And I think that if she brings up anything else, that's your shutter down.
No, and
that's your shutter down.
It would be, but in this case, it's because she hadn't eaten for 3 days. I mean, this hospital job. She's like, I eat once a night. I eat a salad. I'm like, what are you doing?
By the way, I swear to God, we are such fucking whores, Ron and I. Like, we're totally pawning off of the interesting careers that our spouses have. Because my girlfriend works with autistic kids. And Ron's girlfriend,
works with autistic adults.
Jesus Christ, she's not his girlfriend. Ron's.
No, I got a girlfriend. That's different.
However you want to call it, Ron's wife, Ron's life partner.
That's the chick at work.
Yeah, she works in the
just
hospital.
Just kidding, honey.
And she comes,
just kidding, sweetie.
She comes home with some pretty interesting stories. And let me just tell you, when we have we're outside sitting down. Smoking, you know, I'm having a cigarette or something, and I'll see them on the way to their cars or something. She'll usually indulge us in an interesting story about some of the hospital things. I'm trying my best to persuade Ron to just put this straight on the show here, but it might have to be a little bit of a tangent thing that we do here because some of it is extremely gross and
hold
graphic.
Hold on one second. Like, well, I rub glass into my arm, apparently.
Well, yeah, some of
I didn't even realize that. What the fuck is this?
Some
what
of it,
are you doing right here?
Some of it is extremely extremely gross and graphic, which is what I wanted to point out to you, was that the you said the opposite before. You said the opposite of pleasure was pain. and they're actually on like a spectrum, and then there's an entire
pleasure is girlfriend, pain is wife.
There's actually
okay. Remember that before you take the next step. Holy shit! I swear to God, I'm gonna be dating in a year. I'm telling you, I'm serious. I love her, but I'm telling you, I'm gonna be dating in a year. I swear to God.
Are you one of those people with an open relationship?
It's open in my on my behalf, but I don't know if she agrees with that. I'm like a dog. I want to grab onto anybody's leg that I see.
Just hump him.
And the females too.
Just hump her.
Sorry, God, I'm not even. It's yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like marriage. This girl I work with, I'm like, yeah.
There's a significant difference between living together with somebody as you know the understood.
It's different.
You know, awareness that you guys are going to be together forever. And
I came back from getting married. I came back from signing my marriage license, right?
Yeah.
So I'm walking back and I see this girl outside that I know.
Were you crying?
That's cool. That's like sitting there reading something. She's just outside because it's nice weather. I say, hey, I just signed my marriage license with my wife and my mother and everything. She's like, sucker.
Can I believe
that? That was her exact words, sucker.
She called you a sucker, right to your face, right after you signed it?
Right. I'm like, I used to go out to lunch with you. What are you talking about, sucker?
So well, anyway. last time I checked, you were the sucker.
Yeah, well, that's it. No, you know what? I mean, it's cool, but it's like, all right, you can't date anymore and this and that, so I don't know. But
well,
I'm happy with it overall.
There is an alternative to that, and then that is having an open relationship, if you don't mind your wife or husband having sex.
I don't have a husband, so keep talking.
With other people. No, but I'm speaking for, you know, men and women too here, if you don't mind.
I think it would be great. Honey, I love you, but guess what? I'm banging this one Thursday night, and you know what? I'm coming home to you, and I'm with you because I love you.
And you see, and that's the thing.
But my penis has a brain of its own.
Has nothing
to do with you.
You're doing that on Thursday night,
but I can't do that, and I don't. Bottom line.
Would you be pissed though if Wednesday night she's like, "Oh, I'm going to go out with my, my friend"?
She did that a few weeks ago.
Oh, like a male friend?
A male friend. Her ex-friend/boyfriend. Friends. Yeah, but you know what? I was fine with that. I was like, I'm totally comfortable in my own pants.
How many years removed?
10 now, maybe?
No.
And she took a picture of him on the camera phone. I saw a picture of him. Like, you can go see him whenever you want.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Really?
I don't even believe, you know what I mean? Whatever.
He's a dweeb?
Yeah.
Would you describe him as a
I'll show you the picture
and
tomorrow.
I mean only by looking at him on the picture phone.
No, I just
would you
mean,
call him like a dork or
she said,
is there something obviously wrong with him? Does he have goiter? Does he have a mole or
whatever? But I mean, she said that he was fishing like a little bit, like, oh, you look really good and this and that. I'm like, you know what?
Oh, you're
not even.
For it.
But I was like, you know what? I'm not even upset. Like,
why would you even be jealous?
I'm totally confident.
She sleeps next to you.
Yeah. Next time she's giving him actually a Christmas present. They were friends for a long time. Let me just be honest with you.
Absolutely.
They were friends.
All right.
The sleeping together period was very, very short.
It was more along
the lines of friends.
Well, that's different then.
And she's giving him, I can't even think of
that
title.
Totally
it was a gay musical movie. Soundtrack?
A gay musical movie?
Well, in my opinion,
like
it was
Rent?
Gay.
Well, it's a musical.
The Sound of Music.
That's,
she bought him The Sound of Music.
That's homosexual. That's homosexual. Yes.
So I should not be just at all. But she bought him The Sound of Music, and she's giving him that for Christmas. And she was like, well...
Was it like the Inquisition when she got back here, where you're like...
She's a nurse, and she doesn't eat a lot. So the other night, she had a couple guys around. She's like, I think I'm going to go down and give him this Christmas... And then next day, I'm like, babe, you know, you went down the last time. He can come up here this time. She's like, oh, definitely. You're right. You're absolutely right. She's like, what was I thinking? You're right.
Yeah.
He can come up to Persephone. I'll give him the Christmas. Or I can even mail it to him. I don't want to fucking say him.
Yeah.
That's the difference between drinks and non-drinks. You know?
Absolutely.
Like, she's like, I don't want to fucking say him. What the fuck? But either way, I don't really care. I mean, you know what? You know what? Hey, she fucks him. I'll go fuck 10 girls in 1 week at work. Okay, 1 week I will get that done.
That
means
terrible.
In 1 week, which is 7 days, I need to do an extra couple chicks on one day.
That
and that's
is,
fucking hard to do.
Well,
that's fucking hard to do.
I've pulled.
Hey, what are you doing for lunch?
I pulled
it's not even an after hours thing.
I will have to say that I pulled that off in a day. I did have sex with two different women who did not know about each other in the day.
Wow.
I was I just lucked out. It was just a luck of the draw kind of thing.
I did. I was set up on a blind date, and I wound up actually she was blind.
Well, no. I mean, I've had sex with let me just clarify this. I had sex with two different women in solo situations in one day, but I've also had sex with two women at the same time a few different times.
Thanks, you bastard.
I keep it real, motherfucker.
That's great. No, I went out with a girl that was it was a blind date, and I wound up making out with her. And then I lied to her.
Why do you think I'm so mellow?
I lied to her that I had to leave because I had to get up for work earlier the next morning.
Absolutely.
Which was a Saturday, which was bullshit. Who worked? But the real reason
the thing
was
is you have a very important job, though, in her mind.
No, the real reason I had to meet a British girl at the Stanhope House at 11:30 p.m. And so I had to finish that one off.
Yeah. But Audacity, though.
Like a drunk kid.
Audacity, the program that we use, is really good. And there's a lot of features to it, which I have been fucking around with until all hours of the morning. All
right, but let's hit the bad points of it real quick. Ready?
What's that?
Motherfuckers, we're giving you a free program that you can do anything with.
Yeah.
You have no support from us. If you want any fucking feedback or FAQ information, check the fucking internet, because we don't work here anymore.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They're done. They're not there. You cannot call Audacity. It is, at this point, free fucking internet. Like words, that's all you can go for.
Well, and my question for you is this, and the other thing I wanted to do was, you know, talk to a one of the guys we might do a sports correspondence with about computer stuff. As far as now that it's downloaded onto both of our computers, do we have it forever?
I mean, as long as they don't take it off of there, yeah, it's there.
As long as they don't take it off of the World Wide Web. But is that the issue?
There's others out there. Believe me, if this goes, we have GarageBand. For anybody listening right now, this is a commentary show, okay? So if you want fucking stand-up, go to a fucking comedy club. Bono and my brother. Tony and my brother.
Brother and brother Ron.
So they're getting off the airplane, and they're in the airport.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, too, because he...
Does your brother look like The Edge?
No. No, that would be great. But he pretends he's his bodyguard. Get the fuck like this. Get the fuck out of here. No, hold on. You fucking leave him alone. Does this shit.
Everybody's gonna be.
People won't even be doing anything. Get the fuck out of here. Just leave him alone.
Yeah.
Oh my god. they go to nightclubs in Toronto or like wherever they were in Canada.
Yeah.
Front of the line. My brother's like, keep away. Hang on. To the bouncer. This is Bono. And he's coming in right now. Go ahead, sir. Swear to God, not lying to you. This has happened on countless times.
So he looks like them.
Looks just like him. Did you see the picture before?
Yeah, I have. But he is a precise match. He is a precise match.
I mean, enough. But he has got a sense of humor too. He's
If you pull up a Peanuts cartoon and look at Charlie Brown, that's me.
Here's Tony, right? Here's Tony. We're at the U2 Philadelphia concert. We got the front row fucking passes right inside the little
booth. So Bono thought there was a big mirror, that thought there was a life-size mirror in the front row?
We were hanging out with Paul McGinnis, who actually is U2's manager.
Bono thinks there's a mirror in the front row because there's a spitting image of himself? How many other Bono impersonators were there?
No, there's a lot of them out there, but I swear to God to you, man. Like, Tony, like, sings...
There's multiple Bono impersonators.
Let me tell you something about Tony. This is weird. His mom and dad are performing artists. His brother is Fred.
Performing artists like they're thespians.
To this day, Tony buys his glasses the same place Bono buys his glasses in Italy for like $1,000 each. By the way,
the gentleman on the left has a more pronounced.
Well, he's Italian. He's Irish.
Jawline.
Yeah.
And then that's what it is. And then the guy on the right. I mean, but they're extreme.
I was right next to him when this photo was taken in Philadelphia. That's Paul McGinnis, who discovered U2 and is now their manager. And that's Tony just hanging out. Tony had all kinds of girls running up to him that day, like,
oh, absolutely.
Get a picture with me.
Yeah, that's the thing. He could definitely pull that off.
My brother's like, why do you have your glasses off? We put them on. He's like, yeah, you're right. Without my glasses, I'm Richard Lewis.
And he is. I swear to God, without his glasses, he's Richard Lewis.
Yeah.
Like, I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't celebrate Hanukkah. We got Kronika, folks.
I swear to God, like, just like me, man, that guy's got a massive forehead. And Bono, too.
You don't have a massive phone. I don't think you have a massive phone.
Tony, Ron forgot that his fancy schmancy mic has an on-off.
Fancy schmancy? You're the one with the $400 mic that I gave you. This is a $40 mic.
Oh, my God. Make me feel like an asshole.
I'm going to give you this one, and that's your new nickname, $40 mic.
Well, that's the only thing.
Hey, here's like, $40 mic on the road.
It's like, oh, the only thing that's best for recording music is $40, not $400. You never
got everything. Are you kidding me?
You never fucking buy.
It's called Rapature.
I actually ever fucking buy music.
I buy all kinds of music
from the CDs around.
I believe in it.
Yeah, I know, but
I don't buy it.
I'd like to go ahead and sit down and read the lyric sheet as I listen to a new record. I don't know. Call me old fashioned.
Old fashioned.
I guess a lot of old fashioned fag. I guess a lot of people would fucking say that as I broadcast on an iPod, internet radio, and I'm probably too drunk to broadcast right now.
Probably.
Because the only thing that's
going, you fucking kidding me?
Because the only thing that's really going through my mind right now is
this guy's on a couch with a blanket over him.
I got about a quarter of a beer left, and I want to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, you're good. Are you kidding me? Come on.
I want to smoke a cigarette more than anything.
Yeah. Well, you can do that.
Oh, I know, but I'm just afraid that you might forget to turn your mic back on.
That might happen again. You know, we're new with this bullshit.
You might be like, hey, do you want a beer?
Why can't I hear myself? I'm an asshole.
How about this?
My mic's not on.
How about this? I'll just spill some beers.
I'm like this. Why can't I hear my mic? Why can't I hear my headphones? Well, asshole, your mic's not turned on, so thus there's no sound in the fucking headphones, dickhead.
My $400 microphone that
Ron gave him.
That Ron loaned me, that sometimes I just wreck solo.
I'm like, yeah, dude, that's the good one.
Yeah,
this one's from Radio Shack.
I know. I couldn't fucking believe it. But this is I'm honored to speak into such a microphone. But look, I've got to go have a smoke. Absolutely.
You do that. I'm gonna go take a break.
Yeah, I think we're gonna take a break. If we don't see you more,
we'll see what happens.
This week we gotta wrap it up. So
if Mike leaves, I'm continuing until 6 a.m. because I have nothing better to do.
So we'll see what's going on until then.